Suppose that you wanted somebody to write your life story.
哦，假如你希望人家写一个美好的故事给你听。
Your biography.
哦，或者关于你自己的，你的生平。
And suppose that you thought the best person to write your biography would be me.
啊，假如你认为我就是那个最适合写在你的生平的一个人。
But I want you to suppose just for a moment that you are only willing to give me access to one of your personal items.
那假如你说我只能够给你我关于我生命里面一件的事情。
And from that one item, I was expected to discern what was at the heart of your life.
那从这个事情我能够探讨到你心中那个最重要的思想是什么。
I could pick anything that I want.
那我可以你让我呢可以允许选择任何的事情。
What do you think I would ask to see?
那我你认为我这个要写的人会要求你给什么资料给我呢
？What single item would tell me what was really at the heart of your life?
有什么你人生里面有什么特别的一件事情能够把你心里面的状况表达出来呢
？I wouldn't ask to see your diary, something like this.
或者我会要你把你日记给我。
Somebody gave this to me for my birthday last week.
上个礼拜人家把这个的写日记的书本给我。
That's why there's nothing in it yet.
所以里面没有什么东西写着。
But some people keep a diary.
那有人是把有些写日记的。
And in that diary, you would write down your most private and heartfelt thoughts and emotions.
在日记里面你把你最私有的思想啊情感都写下来。
But I wouldn't ask to see that.
那我不要求你给我你的日记。
And I would not ask to see your prayer list.
那我也不会要求你给你祷告的那个清单给我看。
Even though that would show me the concerns that you most regularly brought before God.
虽然呢，这个祷告清单能够让我知道你经常到神面前求些什么。
And I wouldn't even ask for your Bible.
也不会要求你给我你的圣经。
Even though I might find little notes that you wrote in the margins as you listen to sermons.
那虽然呢，可能在圣经里面你要写一些的感想呢，关于你读经的时候你感想。
If I could choose one personal item with which to write your biography.
那假如我能够从你的生命里面选择一件事情来替你写你的生命的故事的话。
I would choose your bank statements or your credit card statements.
我大概会请你把你的银行的户口或者你信用卡 的单给我看看。
Because they would reveal more than anything else what really mattered to you.
因为呢，从这些的账单上面，我现在最能够清楚表示你到底心里面你做的是什么。
And I say that because Jesus' teaching on a mountainside 2,000 years ago still applies today.
为什么这样讲呢？因为耶稣在2000年前在山边呢所讲的道，我现在今天能够应用适用在我们当中。
He said, "Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also."
是吧？你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
So your treasure would tell me what was at the heart of your life.
所以你的财宝就能够让我知道你心里面最重看重的是什么。
Now you could probably discern from this opening illustration.
所以大概你可以从我这个举例体会到。
That we're going to speak about stewardship this morning.
我们今天要讲到管家这个理念。
Stewardship is just a theological term for money and giving.
管家其实一个神学的一个观念，讲到我们的怎么管钱，怎么来奉献。
But it's not because we're trying to build up our church budget.
不单是我们为要支持我们教会的开销。
The fact is, giving is a part of our discipleship.
更重要的乃是我们的奉献，乃是我们作为主的门徒的一个部分。
Giving is part of our spiritual formation.
是我们的属灵成长过程里面一部分。
Money is a make or break issue in the Christian life.
很多时候，这个钱就是在叫一个基督徒他的生命被建立或者垮台。
And that's obvious to anybody who reads the Bible.
那当然，你如果读圣经呢，人呢就很明显知道这个事情。
Does anyone know how many verses in the Bible are directly about money, how we handle it, how we think about it?
有多少人知道圣经里面有多少节呢？是关于讲到钱或者我们怎么样使用钱的经文呢
？More than 2,000 verses.
超过2000节的经文。
More verses than there are on prayer, evangelism, and even missions.
这个比关于呢祷告比关于传福音的经文更加多。
Half the parables Jesus told were about money.
啊，耶稣讲的比喻里面一半以上是关钱的。
Why is there such an emphasis on money in the scriptures?
为什么圣经里面这么多关于钱的经文呢？
Because there is a fundamental connection between our spiritual lives and how we think about and handle our material possessions.
因为我们怎么样去处理我们物质上面拥有的东西，跟我们的属灵生命是有密切的关系。
Generous givers are typically more spiritually vigorous.
一般来讲呢，比较慷慨的奉献的人呢，是都是在属灵里面都比较成熟的。
They're happier, they're more content than those who are greedy and selfish.
他们呢会比较活得开心一点，并且满足自己生活对比那些抓住不愿放出来的基督徒。
But greed, on the other hand, is one of the biggest obstacles to personal and corporate revival.
从另外角度来讲，贪婪是一个的最妨碍教会或者个人的属灵成长的一个事情。
That's why Jesus said, "Be on your guard against all forms of greed."
所以因此耶稣就能量，你们要小心的防备一切的贪婪。
Paul said, "Some people eager for money have wandered away from the faith."
保罗说了，有些人因着那个贪爱这个世界，就远离这个真理了。
This is why money is one of the mega themes of the Bible.
因此呢，是圣经里面关于钱呢，这成为一个很重要的主题。
God cares about how we think about money and handle it because He cares about us.
神为什么关注我们怎么样花钱呢？因为他关注我们。
So would you please turn in your Bible or on your Bible, as the case may be, to Exodus chapter 4.
所以，假如有经文圣经的，请你把圣经打开到出埃及记第四章。
I prefer a Bible.
我这很喜欢呢，有圣经在手上的。
I know a lot of people prefer to use the fake Bible on the phone, but that's okay.
那有些人喜欢用你手机上面那的圣经啊。
Now Exodus chapter 4 is not a stewardship passage per se. It's not a stewardship passage.
当然这个出埃及记第四章这一段经文不是特别针对讲过那个这个管家的经文。
But the most vital stewardship principle contained in Scripture is found in Exodus chapter 4.
但我相信，其实圣经里面最重要关于呢，怎么样做一个管家的理念，是在这段经文里面看到的。
It's a very familiar passage.
我们大家很熟悉的经文。
Moses is face to face with God in the burning bush.
摩西在那个燔烧荆棘里面呢，面对神。
A situation most people in that day believed would bring instant death.
在那个时代，很多人就这样的情况，这个见到神的人一定会死去的。
And God is commissioning Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
那在这个面对面的过程里面，神就下命令叫摩西要把以色列人从埃及带出来。
And as God calls Moses, Moses pushes back on God.
当那个神耶和华神呼召摩西，叫摩西就在那边抗拒呢。
And so he asks God three questions.
所以他就问耶和华三个问题。
And each time he thinks he has God over a barrel.
他每一次问问题，他以为这样能够就把神的呼召推掉了。
First question: Who am I to stand up to Pharaoh?
那我是谁能够站在法老面前来对抗他呢？
God says, "Don't worry, I'll be with you."
那耶和华神说，不要怕，我跟你同在。
Number two, but what if they ask me your name?
第二，假如他问你叫什么名字呢？
Tell them I am who I am.
那告诉我就是我，我就是自我拥有的神。
And then in chapter 4, Moses asks the third question.
那在第四章里面，摩西问第三个问题。
Says, what if they don't believe me?
假如他们不信呢？
What if they challenge my claim that I saw you?
假如他们挑战我说你真的看见神吗？
And God says in verse 2, Moses, what's that in your hand?
那耶和华就对摩西说，摩西啊，你手里面是那都是什么？
And he says, it's a staff.
他说一个杖。
A shepherd's rod.
一根杖就是那个牧羊人所用的。
God says, throw it on the ground.
那神说，你把这个杖丢在地下。
Now this isn't some stick that Moses picked up to play with.
那这个不是他平常呢在随地在捡起来那一只树枝。
When I was a kid, I used to spend a lot of summers in Germany.
我是做小孩子的时候，我很多夏天在德国。
And we used to go up into the mountains, the Alps, and walk around.
常常夏天的这个去到那个亚尔卑斯山
And I remember when I was about 12 years old, we stopped into a little shop and I bought this Swiss Army knife.
那我记得12岁我进去一个店碰了一个店就进去买了这个刀。
This knife is over 40 years old.
这个刀是有40年的历史。
And we would pick up sticks and we would whittle them.
那我们就会把那些的树枝呢拿起来就把它削掉那皮。
We turned it into like a little spear.
啊，我们就好像变成尖尖的，好像一个刺一样，一个毛一样。
And the next day we would get a new stick and we would do it again.
那第二天我们要找另外一只要再做。
Because it was just a stick.
因为只不过是一只树枝而已。
The staff was not just a stick.
但是摩西他那时候拿的杖不是单单好像这样的一种的杖，树枝而已。
Moses was a shepherd.
他是一个牧羊人。
And that staff was essential to his making a living as a shepherd.
他这个牧羊的杖是跟他的他做牧羊的工作是密切的关系的。
It was a tool, not a toy.
他不是一个玩具，是一个工具。
A staff to a shepherd is what a laptop is to a computer programmer.
对一个牧羊人的这个牧羊的杖就好像今天呢做那些软件的人呢他的电脑一样。
They use the crooked end to pull the sheep back in if they wandered away.
他的杖的一边呢有一个钩呢能够有时候希望把那羊呢勾回来。
When a wild animal attacked, they used the bottom of it to poke it away.
那或者下面那个是有什么野兽来的时候下面呢用铁包着呢能够把野兽的赶掉。
And when thieves tried to steal the sheep, he kind of picked it up like a baseball bat to hit him.
或者有时候呢要来偷羊呢可以的嘴呢他也可以把来打那个嘴。
And that staff was perfect for Moses.
所以这个牧羊的杖对摩西来讲是非常适用的。
It was the right size, it was the right weight.
那个刚好的重量刚好的长短。
You can't simply replace a staff overnight.
所以你不能够呢就是好像我们抓树枝了每第一天都另外随便找另外一根来代替的。
It was a shepherd's most valuable possession and God said throw it down.
对那个牧羊人来讲呢那是这个他是最宝贵的拥有的东西但在这里耶和华神说你把它丢在地下。
For all Moses knew, God was telling him just to get rid of it.
对好像摩西可能第一个反应说耶和华要把这个杖呢丢掉了不要了。
And I don't think that sat well with Moses.
那可能他当时心里面不太舒服。
Remember, Moses doesn't have Exodus chapter 5, 6, and 7.
那么当然他那时候还没有念他没有那也出埃及第四章下面那几节经文。
It's almost like God saying to a doctor, throw down your stethoscope.
就好像神对一个医生说你把你的那个听那个人家心怀跳动的那肌腱拿下来丢掉不要。
If you're not a doctor, that probably doesn't move you. So it's probably like God saying to all of us, throw down your smartphone.
或者好像今天呢，神对我们讲，你每一个人把你的智能手机把它丢掉。
How do you feel about that?
你会怎么样反应呢？
Just throw it down.
把它丢下来。
God was asking Moses to throw down his most valuable possession, his staff.
在这里，耶和华要求摩西把他最宝贵的那个用具把它丢掉。
If God asked him to throw down his coat or his sandal, no big deal.
或者如果耶和华神叫他把他的外套或者他的鞋脱掉。
To throw down,
不太有问题。
To throw down your staff was to throw down your means of making a living.
那这个呢把这个杖丢在地下好像要把你找生计的工具把它丢掉。
To get rid of it could mean death in the wilderness where animals and poachers thrived.
牧羊人如果没有这样的一个用具呢，可能在旷野里面的很危险的。
Throw it down, Moses.
那么耶和华神说，你把你的杖丢在地下。
And the Bible says Moses threw it down.
那摩西就圣经说呢，摩西就把它丢在地下了。
That's all it says. He threw it down.
圣经是这样的，他就把它丢在地下。
Do you think it was easy for Moses to do that?
你认为这个很容易的吗？
I don't.
我不觉得。
He was already having a hard time with God calling him to be the deliverer.
因为耶和华呼召他做一个的拯救的人，如果他已经觉得很困难了。
We could always ask Moses when we get to heaven if this is true.
啊，我们可以在天堂碰到摩西，问他到底到时候他怎么想。
Maybe he wondered how am I supposed to make a living if I throw it down.
可能他会回答你，哎，我当时就在怀疑到底我就没有这个牧羊人的杖，我怎么继续做牧羊人的生过牧羊人的生涯呢
？But without making a big fuss, he threw it down.
啊，但是他没有表示什么的问题，就把它丢下地下。
By faith.And in obedience.
他就是带着信心，并且带着顺服的心放下。
And that's what the Christian life is all about.
那这个就是我们基督徒生活的重点了。
We live by faith in obedience.
我们是带以信心过一个顺服的生活。
Now, do we have anything like that shepherd's staff in our lives?
在我们生活里面有没有同类的型的一个牧羊人的杖呢？
Is there anything that we hold in our hands that we consider to be so essential to our livelihood?
有没有什么东西我们觉得对我们的赚钱呢？或者做工作呢，这最重要的不能够放下呢。
To our safety, our security, and our happiness.
或者让我们的感觉的安全感，或者那高兴快乐的东西，有没有我们是依靠呢
？That we would shudder if God said, "Throw it down."
假如神对我们说，你把这些丢在地下，会不会你觉得很破碎呢
？Not knowing what would happen after we threw it down.
你不知道当我们把这些丢下去之后会发生什么事情。
Of course.
当然我们每个人都有。
But if we had to narrow it down to one thing,
但假如我们把这些的重要的东西把它其中选一个最重要的是什么
?Our single most valuable possession.
那我相信我们唯独一那个最重要的拥有的东西
,It would be our money.
就是我们的钱。
Money is the one thing we have the hardest time parting with.
那就是我们最能不能够放下就是我们的钱。
Because it's the one thing that provides all of the essentials.
因为就是钱提供我们一切所需用的。
And the non-essentials that we need in life.
那甚至那些在生活不太需要的也是钱来提供给我们的。
That's why we go to great pains just to make sure we have enough of it.
是因此我们就花很多功夫要让我们生活里面有足够的钱。
And we're not that happy when we have to part with some of it.
所以当我们要把我们所拥有的一些东西把它不要除掉的话我们都觉得不容易了。
At least I'm not.
最少对我来讲是不容易。
This is why we put off paying our bills to the last possible minute.
所以有些人为什么最后一个时刻才把那个账单把它付掉。
And when we can, we like to use someone else's money to buy the things that we need or want.
或者有时候我们需要用人家的钱来买那些我们要的钱要用的东西。
So we take out our credit card and we buy things on credit.
所以我们就用我们的信用卡去以信用来购买。
Because we don't have to part with our money right away.
因为好像我们要感觉我们不需要立刻把钱跟我们从我们身上发出去。
And then we have all kinds of special accounts just to hold our money.
那我们有不同的户口来放我们的特别的钱。
Vacation accounts.
度假的钱户口。
Retirement accounts.
退休的户口。
College savings accounts for the kids.
那个孩子上大学的储蓄的户口。
Rainy day accounts, you know, emergency funds.
或者呢救济的用的钱。
Money that we set aside because you never know when you'll need some extra reserves to fall back on.
就是那些我们放在旁边就认为为着如果有什么特别的需要来拿出来用的。
We really like that kind of security.
因为我们希望拥有这种的安全感。
I have an emergency fund.
我也有一个的紧急的基金。
Money goes in every month automatically from my checking account.
每一个月呢，从我的支票户口里面都有点自动的去到那个户口里面。
I never touch that account.
我不会用那个户口的钱。
I'm afraid that if I use it for an emergency,
我怕呢，当我用的时候呢，就有紧急的事情发生的时候。
A bigger emergency might come up, and I won't have enough.
甚至说呢，我认为紧急的事情去用的时候，那以后更紧急的事情发生怎么办？
But even though we like to hold on to our money, we do.
虽然我们愿意要把钱抓住,
we will spend it freely on our children and grandchildren if we have them.
那假如有的, 我们很多时候却是很慷慨地发在我们自己身上或者我们的孩子或者我们的孙儿们他们身上。
And you know, there's nothing wrong with any of that.
当然这些发不是错的。
We should provide for our children and grandchildren.
我们应当为我们的儿女我们的孙 孙儿们来提供帮助他们的需要。
We should save for the future. The Bible says we should.
圣经也告诉我们应当为着我们将来要储蓄的东西。
But when the pastor asks us to invest our money in God's kingdom,
但是当牧师请我们把那些钱放在神的国度里面的时候,
sometimes we think to ourselves, how dare he?
你有时候你会心里面说，哎，你竟然要这样给我这样做。
How dare he use a Sunday sermon to talk about money?
你怎敢用一个礼拜天的讲道来讲钱的事情?
Why not talk about prayer, missions, evangelism, obedience?
为什么不讲祷告呢? 为什么不讲宣教呢? 为什么不讲那些事情呢?
How dare we be asked to give sacrificially to the Lord?
你怎敢叫我们牺牲性的来奉献给上帝呢?
How dare we be asked to set aside a portion of our income?
你怎敢这么大胆的叫我们把我们的收入呢把一部分放在一边?
How dare we be asked to deny ourselves and give sacrificially to the Lord?
为什么这么大胆要叫我们否定我们自己来牺牲性来奉献呢?
Moses held in his hand his most valuable possession.
摩西手上拿那杖，对他来讲是最宝贵的一件事情。
And God dared to say, throw it down.
但上帝却是够胆的叫他把它丢下去。
And he threw it down.
他就把它丢在地上。
And I think it nearly scared him to death.
我相信在那时候，他心里面可能怀着很大的恐慌。
The snake, of course, that would have scared me.
但立刻其实那杖变成一条蛇。
But I think the thought of throwing down that staff scared him.
但我相信那个更可怕是，当他想到要把这个杖丢掉那种的感受。
But he did, and look what happened to it.
但是他 凭着信心就顺服就丢下去了。
It turned into a snake and he ran away.
这个杖变成一条蛇，他就跑开了。
That probably tells us this was not a little pet snake you would buy for your kid at Petco.
那大概就不是一条小小的蛇的，好像人家的宠物一样了。
It was a deadly snake.
可能是一个有毒的大的蛇。And
then God says to Moses, "Now I want you to pick it up."
那接着耶和华神说呢，摩西啊，你把它 拿上来，拿起来。
That's a little bit harder than throwing it down.
那这个大概比那个丢下去更加困难。
Because it's not a piece of wood anymore.
因为现在不是一条木头啊。
It's a deadly snake.
这现在是一个会咬死人的一条蛇。
And how does he tell him to pick it up?
他怎么叫他怎么去把它拿上来，拿起来呢？
By the tail.
他说你把它从它尾巴把它拿。
I don't know a lot about snakes.
我对蛇呢没有什么大的认识。
I'm from Queens.
因为我是在皇后区，我在这里长大的。
But I'm pretty sure it's not a good idea to pick up a deadly snake by the tail.
但我相信呢，你要把一个蛇捡起来呢，从那个尾巴把它捡起来，大概不是一个应该做的事情。
And Moses was a shepherd, so he knew how to handle snakes.
那摩西他一个牧羊人，他知道怎么处理蛇的，对不对？
And even though it doesn't say it in the Bible, I think that Moses questioned God's wisdom.
那虽然摩西这里圣经没有记载，我相信那时候摩西大概会怀疑到底神是不是很有智慧。
So it's not written in there, but I think something like this is what happened.
我大概从他的这么有经验的一个牧羊人，他大概觉得这怎么去把那蛇捡起来，大概不太对吧。
Moses picked it up by the tail.
但是他顺服把 从那个尾巴就把这个蛇就抓起来。
Excuse me? Excuse me?
对不起。
Pick it up by the tail.
神说你把从那尾巴把它拿起来。
Lord, you made these snakes. You know it's not a good idea to pick them up by the tail.
耶和华他是造蛇的，他知道蛇是怎么样本性。你把蛇从尾巴拿起来。
Moses, pick it up by the tail.
但是耶和华神说，摩西从尾巴把它拿起来。
I don't want to.
我不想这么做。
It's dangerous.
因为是这么做很危险了。
I don't know what's going to happen.
我不知道这样做会发生什么事情。
Whether Moses played that kind of game with God or not, we just don't know.
我们不知道当时摩西跟神是不是有这样的对话。
But isn't that how it sometimes goes with us when it comes to giving?
那是不是有时候我们当讲到奉献的时候，在我们跟神面前，我们常常有这样类似的对话呢？
If you've read your Bible or been in church for a little while, then you know a few things about giving.
假如你来教会一段时间，你要念你的圣经的话，那你大概会知道关于奉献的事情。
Most of us know the Old Testament standard about tithing.
啊，很多人都会知道旧约那个标准，说那十分之一的奉献。
10% off the top, right to God.
啊，那个在一切上面的10%奉献给神。
It was like a tax.
啊，就对当时来讲，好像一个税，抽税一样。
And we know the Old Testament standard about giving the first fruits to the Lord.
那我们也知道旧约的标准讲，那要把初熟的果子给上帝。
Proverbs 3:9.
箴言呢？第三章第九节。
Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of your crops.
你们要以你们的所的出产，你们的出熟的果子来荣耀神。
And in the next verse, there's a wonderful promise for those who do.
那跟着第三章第十节讲到这样的人，他都做的祝福。
God says your barns will be filled to overflowing.
那你的仓库就会呢满满到不够容下来。
So I give God the first crop, and He fills my barn.
我给神只是出熟的果子，但他让我的仓库呢多的剩不下。
And we know all of those promises in the New Testament.
那你也知道在新约里面所有就关于这些的应许。
That cheerful sacrificial giving is a direct pipeline to blessing.
啊，那就是假如你奉献的乐意的，都能够从神的得到直接的祝福。
Now, in case you're a little skeptical about that,
那假如你怀疑这些的东西的话，
let me just read one verse to you.
那我读一节经文给你听。
This is what Jesus said in Luke chapter 6, verse 38.
这个路也是，而且就在路加福音第六章这么说。
Jesus said, "Give, and it will be given to you."
啊，你给予就会还给你。
A good measure pressed down.
啊，这个一个升倒呢。装得好好，把它按下去。
Shaken together and running over.
啊，那你把它摇了，当它平均的装下来，它就会满倒出来。
Will be poured into your lap.
啊，满的到甚至到掉到你的膝盖上面。
God will measure out blessing to you.
神会量。他给我们的祝福
in accord what you've measured out in your giving
啊，就来回应你怎么样量对他的奉献。
Anybody like that promise？
大家喜不喜欢这样的应许呢？
Does anyone believe that promise？
或者你相不相信这种应许呢？
Just me and Hintak and Sam in the back
是不是单单我跟那个牧师而已呢？
We know these promises.
我们知道这些的应许。
We read these promises.
我们也读到这些的应许。
You're listening to me tell you about these promises.
你也听着我现在告诉你这些的应许。
But how many Christians really believe them?
但有多少基督徒真的相信这些应许呢？
Now maybe it's a cultural thing that you didn't raise your hand.
可能那位文化的关系你不太喜欢公众举手。
But the fact is, most Christians everywhere do not believe these promises.
但我可以告诉你，大概大部分基督徒在不同的地方都不相信这种应许。
You could go on the internet, you could Google this, and you'll discover that the statistics of Christians giving demonstrate that we do not believe those promises.
你可以去 Google 看看那些的数字呢，那这些的关于基督徒奉献的数字呢，就可以说明我们不相信这。不相信这些应许的。
Now here's what generally happens in a church setting like this.
那在我们类同的教会的这情况底下，这样的事情，这个事情发生。
We hear about these promises and they inspire us.
我们听到这些应许，也受到感动。
But only for a moment.
但这只是 小小时间而已。
And so today you listen to Pastor Gary speaking to you about stewardship and you're inspired.
那今天你听到Gary 牧师讲到那个怎么样做一个管家，你心里面有点感动。
Well, at least I hope you're inspired. You might not be inspired.
我最少起码我希望你能够受到感动，可能你没有受感动。
And then you determine in your heart that you're going to be a generous giver.
啊，那你决定，哎，我就从今天开始，我以后做一个慷慨的奉献的人。
But sometime in the next few days or few weeks or few months,
但是呢，跟着那几天或者几个礼拜或者几个月之后呢，
the stock market is going to go down.
那或者那个股票市场就跌下去了。
And some of your coworkers might be laid off.
或者你有些同事被解雇了。
And a hurricane in the Gulf of Mexico is going to drive up our gas prices again.
或者那个这个那个加勒比湾那个一个飓风呢，打来了，那就让我们的油价呢上升了。
And then you're going to start to think about your retirement.
那你要开始想到啊，你退休。
And you're not sure that you have enough money saved up to enter into your golden years.
啊，那你也就开始。在想够不够钱呢？我可以退休呢
？And then you're going to think about your kids' college education.
那你要想到你儿女的上大学的钱。
My son is a college sophomore. My daughter is going to become a college freshman in August.
啊，我现在儿子呢是在大学第二年，我女儿可能明年就进大学了。
And then I have three other kids who are in the pipeline on their way.
啊，那我下面还有三个孩子继续跟着来。
And then we think of the rising cost of healthcare.
那我们又想到那个医药保险的。
And then we think about our
费用越来越多。
And then we think about our parents who are getting older, and we have to take care of them.
那我们想到我的父母越来越老了，我们需要的去照顾他们。
And then we start to panic.
然后我们就开始恐惧了。
And all of a sudden, we forget the promises of God.
那忽然间，我们就忘记神所有的应许。
And we doubt the reliability of God's word.
那我们就开始怀疑，到底那应许真的吗？
So when God says in Malachi chapter 3 verse 10,
所以当神在马拉基书第三章第十节这么说，
to the Old Testament believers, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse.
他就对当时的旧约的子民说，假如你把你们的十分之一带到我的仓库里面。
Test me in this,
你可以试试我
and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven.
是看看我会不会把天上的仓库打开
and pour out so much blessing.
然后就降给你们呢多的不得了的祝福
that there will not be room enough to store it.
以致你们没有足够的地方可以来装载
That sounds to us,
这听起来。
The way pick it up by the tail sounded to Moses.
就好像摩西，耶和华叫摩西，你把这个蛇从它尾巴那样捡起来。
And we start to think to ourselves.
我们就开始自己想了。
It's not realistic to give sacrificially to the Lord.
啊，我们说牺牲性来奉献给神不太实际啊。
It's not realistic to be generous with my tithes and offerings to my church.
对我，如果要我的十分之一给教会，大概不太。实际。
So what I'm going to do?
那我要做什么呢？
I'll give my time.
我要给我的时间。
I'll give my prayers.
我给我的祷告。
I'll give my service.
我给我的服务。
But not my cash.
那不是我的钱。
Perhaps we think too much and we believe too little.
啊，我们可能想的太多了，但相信的太少。
Our decision to keep more and give less.
我们呢的决定要保留多。给的少一点
says less about our financial wisdom
对于不是我们的广财的智慧一个写照
than it does about our faith
更多的是关于我们的信心的一个写照
what we do with our money says more about our Christian commitment to Christ
我们怎么样用我们的钱呢是我们怎么样对耶稣的委身一个写照
Then how much time we spend doing church work?
比我们花在教会做一些教会的事情的更好的一个写照
Or how many people we share the gospel with?
或者我们向多少人传过福音我们以为会 比我们奉献更好的写照，不是的。
Or how many chapters of scripture we read each day?
或者我们每天念多少的经文？
If you want to know what a person values,
假如你要知道一个人他所珍贵的是什么？
If you want to know who or what is the God of their life,
你要想知道谁或者什么是他生命里面的主宰的话？
Read their checkbook.
你看他的支票。
It is a window to your soul.
就是那个支票部的。那些数字呢是他心灵的窗户。
My attitude toward money goes to the core of who I am.
我对钱的态度是彰显出我内心最底的那种的思想。
And this is why Jesus spent so much time talking about money.
就是为这个缘故，所以耶稣花这么多时间讲到钱的事情。
This is a discipleship issue.
这个是一个做门徒一个的功课的问题。
And we cannot wiggle ourselves around this.
我们不能够用其他的东西来避过这个问题。
You say, Pastor Gary?
你说 Gary 牧师啊。
How do we know that we're really going to have enough money?
我怎么知道我要足够的钱
to survive and thrive?
来生存，甚至能够来过得更好。
If we give sacrificially and generously to the church every single week,
假如我每个礼拜都慷慨的牺牲性的给过教会。
So Pastor Gary, I need a guarantee.
那 Gary, 我需要一个担保。
How can we know?
我们怎么知道？
We can't know.
我们能够知道吗？
Until we step out in faith and obey.
除非你用信心踏出那一步来顺服的话。
How did Moses know the snake would turn back into his staff when he picked it up?
摩西他捡起蛇的时候，他怎么能够事先知道当他捡起来的时候，这个蛇就会变回他原来的杖呢？
He didn't know until he reached out and picked it up.
他不知道的，等到他伸手把它捡起来的时候才知道。
Only when he obeyed God did the blessing come.
所以唯有当你愿意顺服神的时候，你同时就会领受到他的祝福。
You won't know that God is going to take care of you now and into the future.
你现在不知道神会现在照顾你，跟你将来，你的将来。
If you give generously week in and week out,
你没有你假如每个礼拜都慷慨的去奉献。
Until you give generously, we can.
直到你真的的是慷慨的奉献的时候，你才会知道。
And you won't see these blessings poured out from heaven that the Bible talks about all over the place.
你也不会看到这些的超过你窗户所能够剩的那祝福从天上倒下来。
Until you give generously to the Lord.
直到你真的能够慷慨的去奉献。
You say, "Well, Pastor."
你说牧师啊。
That sounds real good.
那听起来很好。
But I need to pray about this.
那我要祷告，是考虑一下。
People say this to me all the time.
很多人都常常对我这么说。
If they're challenged to do something, their first response is, "I need to pray about that."
他们假如被挑战要去做一些事情，他就说：“哦，我需要祷告去思想一下。
”If I offer to give them $50, they don't pray about that. They'll just take that.
我假如我说我给你50块钱，他不需要祷告了，他就立刻拿过去了。
And many times when people pray about it, they never come back to me and say, "I prayed about it, and God wants me to do it."
那很多人虽然说我要为这个事情祷告，但很少人回来跟我说：“牧师，我祷告过了，我觉得现在神要这样做法。”没有。
This is not really a prayer issue. It's an obedience issue.
这个不是要去祷告思想的问题，而是要你愿不愿顺服的问题。
Many years ago, Tony Campolo was invited to speak at a ladies' meeting to 300 women.
很多年前，一个出名的传道叫 Tony Campolo， 他就被邀请去向300个妇女信徒来讲道。
Tony was a very famous Christian speaker.
他是一个非常出名的基督教的牧师。
And before he spoke to the group, the president of the group read a letter from a missionary.
那么他没有讲之前呢，这个妇女团体的总裁就念一个从一个宣教师来的信。
And the missionary expressed a need for $4,000 for an emergency.
那这个宣教师呢，他在信里面表示了有一个紧急的需要，4000块美金。
And the president said, "We need to pray that God will provide $4,000 for our missionary.
啊，那他这个主席就说，我们需要祷告神呢，来提供这4000块给这个宣教士。
And so she looked at the speaker and said, "Tony, will you pray for her?"
所以他就对这个讲员呢 ，Tony 说，你可以为这个事情来祷告呢，带领我们祷告呢。
And he said, "No."
他说我不要，我带你们不带你们祷告。
She said, "I beg your pardon."
那这个主席说，哎，你讲什么？
He said, "I won't pray for that."
他说我不会为这个事情祷告。
Because I believe that God has already provided the resources.
我但因为我相信神唯一能够提供这个的需要。
And all we need to do is reach into our pocket and give.
啊，他说神会，我相信神会提供这些需要。那我们所需要做的就是在口袋里面拿钱出来来给。
So he says, "Let me tell you what I'm going to do."
所以我告诉你我要做什么。
I'm going to step up to this table.
我会走到台前。
And I'm going to give every bit of cash that I have in my pockets.
那我就从我口袋里把我现在身上所有的钱都拿出来。
And if all of you do the same thing,
那假如你们所有人都同样做这个事情，
I think God has already provided the resources for that missionary.
那我相信呢，神已经会提供给这个宣教士他所需要的4000块了。
And she laughed.
那这个主席就笑了。
And she says, "Oh, I get the point."
哦，他哦，我明白这个意思了。
You're trying to teach us that we all need to give sacrificially.
啊，你是要希望我们能够体会到，我们每一个人都需要牺牲性的来奉献。
And he said, "No."
他说不是。
I'm trying to teach you that God has already provided for this missionary.
我是要让你们知道，神已经为着这个宣教士已经供应他了。
And all we need to do is give what we have.
你们所要做就把你所有的拿出来给了。
So I'm going to put down all the money I have in my pocket.
所以我现在就把口袋里面所有的钱就放出来。
And when he reached into his pocket, he found $15.
那他放到口袋里面找到15块钱
and he put it on the table.
他就把袋放在桌上
and then he looked at the president.
他就看他的这个主席
and reluctantly she opened her purse.
那么这个主席就勉强打开了手袋
and she took out all of her money.
他就拿所有里面他的所有的钱
she had $40.
他有40块钱
and she put it on the table.
他就放在桌上
and then one by one, all of the ladies did the same thing.
啊，每好像一个一个所有在座的女士们都这样做。
And when it was all counted, they had collected more than $4,000.
当他们计算的时候，结果他们收下来超过4000块。
And Tony Campolo said, "Here's the lesson."
所以 Tony 这牧师就说，这个功课在这里了。
God always supplies our needs.
神永远是会供应我们所需要的。
And He supplied for this missionary too.
他也为着这个宣教士来提供他的需要。
The only problem was we were keeping it for ourselves.
唯一的很多时候问题就是你把神的供应给这个宣教士，你留给自己用。
Now let's pray and thank God for His provision.
所以现在我们祷告不是要求神供应他，是感谢神为他的供应。
Don't use prayer as an excuse for obeying God.
不要以祷告来推示你要去遵从耶神的命令。
And just like Moses, they took what was in their hand and they threw it down.
就好像摩西一样，你要把那手上那个找生计的杖丢到地下。
And that missionary was taken care of.
那这个宣教士他的需要就得做满足。
When we throw down what's in our hand, we glorify God.
当我们能够把手上抓住的东西能够丢在地下，我们就能够接着这样来荣耀神。
Don't you read this everywhere in the Bible?
啊，你在圣经里面不是很多地方都念到同类的教训吗
？Hey David, what's that in your hand?
啊，大卫，在你手里面的是什么
？It's a sling and 5 smooth stones.
啊，是一个弓跟那5块呢石头。
God took one and knocked the giant down.
那神就拿其中一块，大卫射出去呢，就把那巨人哥利亚打倒了。
Abel, what's that in your hand?
亚伯在你手上是什么
？Nothing but a little lamb.
没有，只是一个小羊。
And when he offered that lamb to God.
当他奉献这个羊给耶和华神的时候
，It spoke of the Lamb of God who would take away the sins of the world.
他就表彰着那神的羔羊，那个为我们世人罪被钉死的。
Mary, what's that in your hand?
玛利亚，你手里面是有的什么
？A jar of expensive perfume.
是一个 玛利亚这手上那是一个很一瓶的宝贵的香膏。
And when she poured the whole thing over Jesus, she anointed his body for burial.
当她把这个整瓶的香膏倒在耶稣身上之后，她表征她耶稣埋葬的时候所用的。
Little boy, what's that in your hand?
这个小孩子在你手里面要的是什么呢？
Just my lunchbox.
只是我的午餐要吃的东西。
And he gave it to Jesus.
他就给耶稣了。
And Jesus fed more than 12,000 people.
耶稣就把这五饼二鱼来喂饱超过五千人。
Moses, what's that in your hand?
摩西在你手上那个是什么？
My most valuable possession.
是我最宝贵所拥有的牧羊人的杖。
Throw it down, Moses.
啊，丢在地下，摩西。
And when he did, he picked it up again.
当他这样做的话，当他把它拿起来。
And it became the rod of God.
就变成神的杖。
With that rod, he parted the Red Sea.
啊，他借着这个神的杖，他就把红海的水分开。
With that rod, he oversaw the conquest of enemies.
啊，借着这个杖，他看着那个以色列人呢，征服了他们的仇敌。
Not just a rod.
不，这个变成不单单是一个牧羊人的杖。
A rod that had been thrown down and then picked back up.
是一个被丢在地下，一再次拿起来的杖。
I hope you're getting the lesson this morning.
我希望今天早上你学到这个属灵的功课。
When we give our most valuable possessions to God,
当我们把我们最宝贵所拥有的给神的话，
He blesses them and works miracles through them.
他就祝福我们，并且借这些来成就很多美好的神迹。
And so I want to close this morning with a very simple challenge.
所以今天早上我结束的时候做一个很简单一个挑战在放在你面前。
I'm going to challenge you to do something that I'm already doing myself.
我要挑战你做一些我已经在自己身上做自己在做的。
I want to challenge you to be generous.
我就挑战你呢在神面前慷慨一点。
Now let me get a little bit more specific.
那我可以更具体来讲。
I want to challenge you
我要挑战你
to increase your giving to the Lord.
就是你奉献给神的数目。
Please don't run out the doors yet.
不要现在离就跑掉了。
For some of you, the challenge will be to start giving regularly to the Lord.
对你们中间一些人讲，可能就是要从今天开始，你要固定的来奉献。
Each week or every 2 weeks.
每个礼拜或每两个礼拜。
For some of you, the challenge is to start tithing.
对你们其中有些可能你现在从现在开始应该做十一奉献。
Now, tithing is not commanded in the New Testament.
当然，新约里面没有命令说我们要一定要十分之一奉献。
But it's an Old Testament practice, so it's a good place to begin.
但是这个是旧约的一个的做法，所以是一个很好给我们参考的一个开始。
Go home today and figure out what 10% of your income looks like.
所以你回家看看你十分之一的收入到底多少钱。
And ask yourself if you can give that to the Lord each Sunday.
就问一下，我是否每个礼拜可以把十分之一给神呢？
If you can't do it,
你觉得你没有办法。
Just get as close to it as you can until it represents for you sacrificial giving.
那就尽量靠近这个数字来奉献，直到呢你觉得你的奉献真的是一个牺牲性的奉献。
You see, the challenge for us is very simple.
所以对我们挑战是很简单。
To increase our giving to an amount which represents sacrificial giving to the Lord.
就是我们把我们的奉献来增加，直到我们会感觉到我们这个奉献是对神来讲是有牺牲性的奉献。
For some of you, it's less than 10%.
对有些人讲，这个是低过十分之一。
For some of us, it's more than 10%.
那对我们其他人，可能有些人是超过十分之一的。
The widow put 2 pennies in the temple treasury.
那个寡妇，耶稣看到她把两个小钱放在那个圣殿的裤子里面。
She gave 100%.
她是给100%。
Zacchaeus, short guy up in the tree.
那个傻该啊。他在树上爬到树上去看耶稣那傻该
gave 50% to the Lord.
他给50%。
The poor Macedonians in 2 Corinthians chapter 8.
那个哥林多后书第八章那个那些贫穷的马其顿的信徒。
They lived in poverty.
他们生活在贫穷当中。
They gave beyond their means.
他们呢超过他们所能够去奉献。
What is God asking you to give to His work?
今天神在你心里面 去怎么样问你，叫你做这牺牲的奉献呢？
I don't know if it's possible to have any regrets in heaven.
我不知道在天堂的时候我们能够有没有后悔这种感觉。
But if it is, I think one of the regrets some of us will have.
那假如有的话，可能我们当中有些人会后悔。
Is that we transferred so little into our heavenly bank account.
就是我们把太少的东西呢转到我们天上的户口。
And we use most of it on ourselves and our children.
因为我们用在地上用大部分用在我们身上，自己身上，自己儿女身上。
I worry about that for myself.
有时候我也担忧。我到天堂会这样后悔。
So be generous.
所以希望我们大家能够慷慨的。
Be generous with your time.
不单是你的时间。
Be generous with your treasures.
更加重要你的财宝。
Be generous with your love.
也慷慨用你的爱。
Be generous with your life.
整个生命都能够慷慨来付出。
What's that in your hand?
在你手上抓住是什么？
Throw it down.
把它丢在地下。
And watch what God will do.
然后看看神能够怎么样来使用它。
May God bless all of you.
愿神祝福你们。
Amen.
Amen.